With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome back to the Carson Anderson Show here at 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carson will be back on Monday's program. Gator, Kang, Evan with you today. Taking your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. All right, we'll get into the last five games of the Lions schedule coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. But through the first, just so give people a recap of what happened, we did the realistic disappointing start and a realistic encouraging start, kind of pushing the extremes to the side where they are through extreme. And the realistic disappointing start to the season, fans have it, and we kind of had it at 2-10. And the encouraging start would have been 5-7 with five games to go. 5-7. Would you take 5-7 to start? I'd be pretty happy with 5-7.
I think people would be very happy. Maybe not very happy, because at that point, maybe they think, oh, they should be 7-5. You know, you get a little bit greedy. They should have won this game, or, you know, made a bad call here. But I think 5-7, when you take a step back and look at it, you think and you see, that's real progress from what last year was. And you want them to continually get better every year, right? I mean, we did take that text earlier that said they may want the Lions to tank one more season.
Yeah.
But realistically, you want to see progress because you want to see what they're doing is working. And they're building, there's player development, right? By the way, you don't just have to root for the Lions to get a good pick. We were still rooting for the Rams to suck.
Yeah.
They still own the Rams' first round pick, right?
It would be fantastic.
It would be fantastic. And I'm not wishing injury upon anyone, but if they have a big, significant injury, I don't know, to an important position, that team could definitely be in the top 10.
That pick all of a sudden becomes a lot better.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. You know, something that we'll get into later on this summer, because I have a feeling that some fans already have their mind made up of what they want to do, that like the last thing they would want to see, and they don't even want it, is that let's say the Lions get better and are vastly improved, not playoff bound, but vastly improved this upcoming season.
Just under 500 or something, right?
They win seven, eight games, right? And they played well. And the reason that they didn't win more was because of the defense. Like, the offense looks like it's a top 10 offense because Jared Goff is looking good.
He's got a run game. He's got weapons. He plays better that way.
And he's delivering the ball on time. And, you know,
he's actually throwing it further than 10 yards down the field.
They're averaging 400 yards a game in offense, whatever. And it looks like a well-oiled machine. And it's largely in part because Jared Goff looks really good. I feel like right now, Lions fans are like, putting their hands over their ears. No. Don't tell me that, because they want the next thing. And I totally get that. Now, is it realistic to think that that's going to happen? Maybe not. But that's why the season's played, and we'll see. And the other side of it is, if they get off to a horrible start, at what point would Dan Campbell say, all right, now we're going to try some other things?
Well, the thing with, you mentioned Goff and the offense, but let's go specifically Goff.
Yeah.
They don't want to be in purgatory with their quarterback again. We either want to know we have the answer,
yes,
or we definitely want to know we don't have the answer, right?
It's an important season for Jared Goff.
Because.
And the Detroit Lions.
We don't want a lesser version of Stafford. I mean, they couldn't do it with Stafford here. And I know it wasn't the same regime, wasn't the same coach, but you want to know you have the guy at quarterback. And if you're, well, we can win with them. I want to win because of my quarterback, too, so I know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's going to be a very interesting year, an important year for Goff and what this, you know, what this team's going to do moving forward.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Okay, so the Tigers go back at it tonight. It's been very frustrating watching them play this season. They've been very disappointing. Before the season began, look, we took the calls, we made our predictions, and the vast majority of the people thought they'd have a winning season this year. I was encouraged by what happened last year. I like the moves made in the offseason. I like having the rookies take a step forward in their second seasons. I thought 84 wins. Doug thought, what did he say, 81? I think he was 81 and 81, improving from the 77 wins last year. You were
77.
You thought they'd stay the same at 77. Mm-hmm. Right now, you are the genius of the group.
Yeah.
Based on this 9-23 start that the Tigers have. It's absolutely a brutal start. If they don't win tonight's game, they match that terrible start of 9-24. And you start to look at the roster and say, all right, what has to happen here? What are we doing? You know, is there I don't know if there's any quick fix, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday. It's not necessarily a quick fix out there. But there's opportunities to give players if they deserve them. And the question for the people out there at 248-539-9797, you could ticket Texas as well at the same number, is that we have a couple questions here. One, pick one and one only. One player, just one, who has to go right now. Either get sent to the minors or DFA'd, designated for assignment. Basically waived is what that means. And I guess that couples with the same, with a similar question, which is, who has been the most disappointing thus far? And maybe it doesn't. Maybe they're two totally different things. Who has been the most disappointing so far this year for the Tigers? And if you had to pick one, and one only, one player that you have to send down or that you have to waive, who would it be and why? 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. I will answer this first, Kane. When I look at the Tigers and I see one player that I think they have to make a decision on right now, I think it's Jonathan Scope. He leads the team in at bats. He's played in every game so far.
Well, he had an off game.
Almost
the other
every
day.
Game. Yeah. I'm sorry. He leads the team in games played and in at bats. 31 games played, 116 at bats, and he's hitting 147. His on base percentage is 189. He has provided very little, and it's frustrating because he'd shown promise. Like, this is a guy a couple years ago when they signed him as a free agent, they signed he and CJ Krohn. Both of those guys came out of the gate and, like, wow, they're both hitting some power. This is cool. Krohn got hurt. They didn't bring him back. They brought back Scope. And then last year, at some point, I'm like, you know what? Maybe this is a guy you need to sign to another contract, another extension here. They gave him an extension. They gave him 2 years. And he is off to a horrific start. He was off to a bad start last year, got the correction, and became a very useful player the rest of the way. But at 147 with that batting average, the on-base percentage of 189 and a 413 OPS, those are absolutely pathetic numbers. And I like Jonathan Scope, but it's been too many at-bats and too many games of not having the production. That's the guy I would identify and say, enough. And the reason I'm saying that is because I'm looking at the other options that I would have. And I don't need to send Torkelson down because I think Torkelson is giving this team some value, even though he's not hitting. Torkelson's played in 29 games. He's got 89 at-bats, and he's hitting 148. But his on-base percentage is 276. It's not a good on-base percentage. But when his on-base percentage is 132 points higher than his average, it means he is getting on base in other ways. He has drawn a bunch of walks. He's got 14 walks. I think there's value in his at-bats, even if he's striking out or making outs. He's seeing pitches. He's just not barreling up those pitches. And his OPS is 535, which is obviously 127 points better than the Jonathan Scope. I don't think you need to send Torkelson down, even though that would be the easy one, because he's the guy that you have the options on, that you can send him down, and then you can bring somebody up, and you don't have to really worry about the roster move. If you're going to do that with Scope, well, that's a whole different ballgame. That's a DFA-type situation. But Scope playing second base, you can bring up somebody else to play second base, and that would be Cody Clemens. Cody Clemens is a guy in AAA who's knocking on the door. He's done everything he needs to do down there. He's hitting for power. He's hit for average, just under 300 right now. He's showing versatility, playing a number of different positions, including at first base, which you would think if they're asking him to play first base, maybe they're already telegraphing that they're thinking of sending Torkelson down so they can bring Clemens up. But Clemens can play second base. He can play third base. He can play a corner outfield spot. So who would I send down? To me, it's Jonathan Scope. That's the guy that I would DFA. He's not going to cost you too much. If you have to eat the contract, so be it. Does he clear waivers? He probably clears waivers. But at this point, it's just enough's enough.
So he's your I gotta go guy.
Yeah.
Is he also your disappointing guy, or is that somebody
else? No. My disappointing guy is somebody else. My disappointing guy is Javi Baez. I expected Baez to be much better offensively than what he's been. He's hitting .222 on the season. He has 2 home runs and 11 RBI in 25 games. He showed a little bit of a spark in his first dozen games, but he also was put on the disabled or the IL early in the year as well. He missed 10 games. He hasn't gotten that swing back. At times he looks like he's just way too much of a free swinger, but he's a great bat. He's a great glove, an excellent glove. Now, so far, to Baez's credit, it's really not credit, but it's really to the detriment of everybody else. All the other free agent shortstops out there have been brutal to start the season as well. So he's got company with being disappointing. Doesn't mean he's not, though. He is, to me, the most disappointing Tiger on the team.
Yeah, I agree with that. Disappointment-wise is Javi Baez, because he was brought in with the big money, the big contract to do big things. He has not so far lived up to those. You expect certain things from that player. You know, that was the guy that was the target. Maybe we'll never get the real answer if he was the number one target, if it was Correa or somebody else, but they end up getting Javi Baez. So far, very disappointing. As far as gotta go guy, I totally understand what you're saying about Scope. I'm not going to fight you on it. I'm going to go with Torque, though, just to send him down. The on-base stuff you mentioned, that's great, but this guy's in there to drive the ball,
yep,
make contact. I think he's got to go down and make contact with the ball again, feel, you know, confident about his swing. And because actually, he, for the most part, he's got a pretty good eye. He's just not hitting the ball. And I think he needs to start driving the ball again, making contact, get that confidence back up. And you bring him back up. The Scope thing, if they DFA'd him, I wouldn't personally care. Because this guy, throughout his career, I mean, he's never been Robinson Cano. And guess what? Robinson Cano just got DFA'd.
Yeah.
So he might have just completely lost it at the age of 30 or whatever. And it happens. You know, this baseball is a very difficult sport to be good at consistently. Those are the good players. The great ones are, you know, consistent for a very long time and great. Scope may have just lost it. And so I'm disappointed, but not as disappointed in Baez. And that's why I'm leaving Scope out of this conversation. For me, I got Torque going down to AAA, and I got Baez as my most disappointing.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.